We were talking last week about changes ahead at secondary schools, new subjects on offer from next year at senior cycle, drama, film and theatre studies, and climate action and sustainable development. David Putnam is the Oscar-winning film producer of Chariots of Fire. He's been running pilot programmes in film studies across West Cork for transition year students and is part of a launch of the subject today at the Irish Film Institute. David Putnam, good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks for taking our call. Now, you've been involved in getting film and the arts taught in our schools for a long time. Tell us about the work you've been doing to see this happen.
Well, the last 12 years, I mean, since I really left the film industry and was still in Parliament in the UK, actually, I've been running courses all over the world because the film and television and associated industries like games are growing at such an extraordinary pace. First of all, we just need people working in them who are skilled. But secondly, they represent huge opportunities for people in a modern society, in a modern economy. And many of us, me included, think that those opportunities haven't been taken advantage of, or have become too concentrated in individual cities. So it should be possible, if you don't live in Cork or don't live in Dublin, to have access to the possibility you could have a fulfilling career in exactly the industry you're in or I've been in, because they are great jobs.
So what was involved in the pilot programs that you ran throughout West Cork?
I was dealing directly with young people in schools during their TY period. We did five pilot schools with a quite extraordinary level of success. We discovered that when you got an engaged and hopefully even experienced TY coordinator, the appetite for what we do, for the appetite for these kind of jobs is absolutely colossal. So one of the things I do is lay out for them the fact that in making a movie, for example, there are 84 different jobs. People, tend to think, well, if you're not an actor, you're not a director, not a producer, you don't count. The truth is there are 84 really fantastic jobs. The industry is growing very, very quickly. And I checked it last night, 322 million euros was poured into the film and television industry in Ireland last year. And that's growing around 10% per annum. There aren't that many industries that are growing at that pace.
Did the students like it?
They really, really love it. I did a documentary actually interviewing some of the kids that were on the course. I'd almost be embarrassed to tell you how enthusiastic they were. We know of at least five of the young people that we dealt with who have made a commitment to be in the film and television industry and in fact chose that as university subjects.
What do you think they'll think about drama and film studies being an exam subject?
I'd like to think they're intrigued. Can I just widen this out for a minute? When we talk about film and television studies, what we're really talking about is part and parcel of being an informed citizen. These young people are digital. Digital's going to affect everything in their lives. So it isn't just a question of learning how to be in film or television. It's actually understanding the means that the rest of your life is going to be communicated both to you and by you. So this is about actually creating a more sophisticated 21st century rounded citizen more than anything else.
We were talking about this last week to a teacher in County Wicklow. Now, he was concerned that many students won't get the chance to take new subjects like this or the other subjects that are being offered or to do it right because there aren't the teachers to do it. What do you think?
I think it's a very legitimate concern. Not so much that aren't the teachers, it's whether the professional development is available to enough teachers to give them the confidence to teach these subjects really confidently. I mean, there can't be a more important subject for a generation than climate change. I would question whether within our schools we've got people who have got the confidence and sophisticated understanding of what climate change is going to do to all of those young people's lives to really teach it adequately. I want to be wrong, but I do think it's one thing, to announce a policy. It's a much, much more difficult thing to deliver it. I worked for some very, very good education ministers, Rory Quinn, Richard Bruton. They were great. Pat Rabbit was a fabulous minister to work for. It wasn't that he didn't want to do absolutely the right thing. It was actually embedding it and getting it delivered within the school, within the classroom, which proved to be often a huge obstacle.
David, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That's David Putnam speaking to us from West Cork today.